T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Score!
And here come the pretzels.
Thank yous go out to our guests, Josh Schrock, Zach Zaidman, and James Fegan. Also to our producers, Ray Diaz, Adam Studzinski, Brandon Fryer, Connor O'Donnell. I don't know if Kevin Lapp had any involvement, because sometimes I get back there and he's been there, but I don't know, so we thank him anyway. So fun Layla Monday, because she'll be teaching at Notre Dame. Lecturing.
Let's not go that far.
Lecturing.
People are going to ask me some questions.
It's not just a Q&A. You're going to help prepare them for the world. And have responsibility over
that. You are prepping the future broadcasters of America.
And the current broadcasters of America are here.
With Farm and Fleet.
Parkins and Spiegel.
We'd also like to be prepped.
Could you give us some advice?
Well, Barry Rosner told me a year too late to change the subject on Dan, and I thought that that was really good advice, so I'll share it with you all. That's it. That's the advice.
That you were too late to change the subject?
No. I heard it a year too late. He said to me at the anniversary party, the secret with Dan is to just keep changing the subject.
That was it. Always get him off topic.
To be a human Ponzi scheme, essentially.
I guess. But then it made sense when he said it, and I was like, dang, wish I could have known that sooner.
Probably drunk.
Okay.
You
realize
sometimes that.
Inspiration comes in different forms, and the truth.
You know,
in vino et veritas.
The delightful Barry Rosner was able to wrangle just about everybody at this place at one time. He was first call sub on every show by every host at one point.
Beloved.
Yes.
Because he's hilarious and he's one of the best storytellers ever.
He's a delightful man.
Now he plays golf every day.
You damn right he does.
He does not watch sports.
Nope.
Be like golf. Barry.
Golf he watches.
He watches
hockey.
Golf.
Hockey he watches. And he badgers Shane that Shane looks like Rodko Gudas of the Florida Panthers.
I was watching a little golf over the weekend. I know I'm happy for Victor Hovland because he's one of the nicest guys on the tour.
Yeah.
But I was rooting for that longtime dude, 30-year-old piker to get his one win.
Denny McCarthy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a tournament, and his only bogey right of the round is on 18. Hadn't bogeyed it all week, bogeys it.
That's what happens.
Then he has to talk to Jack. Yeah, pressure.
That's what separates it.
Pressure.
That course looks like a nightmare.
Yeah, for people that aren't pros.
But it looks so hard.
Yeah.
God.
You saw the pros walking off, and they're like, Jack is like handshaking everybody, and they're like, tough setup.
Thanks, old Golden Bear.
You don't have to walk. You just get this nice chair in front of the ropes. We all have to go through this madhouse of a course that you set up for us. Yeah. But Victor Hovland caddying
today
in a U.S. Open qualifier for his college teammate the day after winning $3.5 million.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he's on the bag for 36. He's doing a double.
It's amazing. That's good friending right there. I hope would do it.
Hey,
I gotta be honest.
Did I say that out loud?
Yeah. I gotta be honest. I don't think I would do it. You won $3.6 million, biggest win of his life.
Uh-huh.
Matt, he's the number 5 ranked player in the world.
Okay, but the instinct is similar to things that you've probably done. I remember
I'm a good friend. Walking 36 and carrying a bag.
Doing it a long time ago.
Because you brought it up before the show. I wasn't sure the context, but I love the added level of you wouldn't do it. Although I think you probably would. So senior year of high school, the student director and the lead in both these, right? So I was
like,
thank you.
What
was
were they?
Was Anything Goes, and one was The Matchmaker, which is what became Hello Dolly. But a friend of mine was doing a play of his own, like as a student, and he needed somebody to like play trumpet and stand there as the herald for like, you know, an hour and a half. And I did it because why not?
Yeah.
Because why not be a part of your buddy's production and help him out, help him fill it out? And everybody at the end was like, that was great. I can't believe you did it. I'm like, what the hell not? It was fun. And it's my friend. Like, what the hell? You've done stuff like that.
Of course. And the truth is, I would do it. I hated caddying. I hated caddying when I was 15 years old. Mm-hmm. But I also am not in as good of shape as Victor Hovland. Like, caddying hurt my back. I would caddy for an old lady that can hit
show
the ball
me on
60
your back
yards.
Where the golf bag
Mrs.
hits
Havenkamp.
You.
Yeah. Mrs.
Havenkamp. Exactly.
That's a peach, hun.
The green is that way. And so like that part of it's like, ugh. Like you go from someone else carrying your bag for 18 holes and getting paid $3.5 million to the next day you're carrying someone else's for 36 holes for no money. Yeah. It's just bad ROI.
What if you had lost? Would you feel more
friend ROI with Danny Parkins?
Friendonomics. Tip him out.
If you had lost, would
Here's
you do 50K. It?
$50K. Can I give someone else this job?
If you had lost, would you be more inclined to do it?
Yeah, if he only won $2.75 million.
Yeah, probably not.
Or let's say he won some you know, small number, like 200,000.
Yeah, then I'd be there. then I'd be there.
You're more motivated to lose.
I'm just saying. I love,
sliding I love scale.
Transactional friendship.
I'm just saying. Yeah, I mean, all right, fine. You guys are all the perfect friends. You're highest moment in your professional life.
No, we didn't do anything.
I'm kind of defensive now.
It's the Titanic.
Isn't that a course they teach at Newhouse? Transactional friendship?
I would have passed.
By the way, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, and Odyssey Station.
Always ask, how does this relationship benefit me?
Just saying.
When to text for follow-up. When to text.
All right, so I got similarly crushed when I talked to the receiver on the Ram. Van Jefferson. Who... They win the Super Bowl, and on the field, he finds out that his wife in the stands went into labor.
So he left.
So he left, and he doesn't get to go to the Super Bowl party with his teammates.
Because he had the audacity to go and be with his family. No, excuse me, the audacity.
He obviously made the right decision. He obviously, of course, that's not what I said. You always try to twist it. I'm saying, do you not think that there was at least 1% of his brain that was disappointed? That's what I'm saying. Yeah. There's a little bit of disappointment.
That's okay.
I think this is part of your mission.
I'm saying Victor Hovland was probably a little annoyed.
Well, he made this commitment.
Yes, he made the commitment. And then he wins $3.5 million. My guess is he wanted to party harder after winning the memorial. Oh, that's all I'm saying.
Anyone?
I'm just saying.
I'll be here all afternoon. Anybody?
Not everybody parties that. It's not. I mean,
okay. And there was going to be multiple opportunities for there to be parties.
Yeah, but it feels good right after the fact.
Right after
of course
the cast
does.
Party. The cast party after the production of Anything Goes. But let me tell you. No,
then there was a whole
Booker's
parade.
Booker's a blow for everybody.
And that whole parade, everyone was drunk and partying.
Super Bowl one, you're saying?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
So, you know, like, sure, it would feel great, but it wasn't like he left during the game. Like, you won. You got to have the quick high fives and hugs with everyone.
Yep.
It's like, hey, you got a baby.
What a story.
And now go get your baby.
What a story,
Van,
too.
Van, your wife is in labor. Oh, come on!
I'm telling you, I bet you that was at least...
Can it be about me today of all days?
Okay, I'll be on this island.
No.
Speaking the truth, 5% of Van Jefferson was disappointed with the timing.
This is part of your life.
You went up from one.
Yeah.
I said at least one. For me, it would have been like 25.
I don't know why it is part of your life's mission to like get anybody who has, you know, who portrays themselves as good at heart to admit that they're a little bit bad at heart.
Well, because we all are.
Yeah, I think that's true.
Because we all are.
Yes, we are.
I don't believe that Victor Hovland was dying to be in Columbus, Ohio on the bag this morning. It's 7 a.m. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it. Maybe I'm wrong.
But he doesn't have to be. He doesn't have to be dying to do it. It's still the fact that he did it.
Right. And how often amazing, in life do we have 100% certainty on anything? You know? Like, seriously.
That's true.
Like, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be right now. There's always a part of you that thinks maybe this is not where I'm supposed to be.
Do you know how hard it is? My wife and I have a rule.
Wake up and come here.
My wife and I have a rule that whoever gets out of bed last makes the bed.
Oh, solo? Solo is not fun.
It's, no.
How big is the bed? It's California King here. Yeah. Making it solo sucks.
Yes, same.
Walk around and around
multiple
around.
Circles.
No.
That was even the follow-up everything the House of Pain up. Hat. And then
walk around.
And then you have to properly
walk
place
up, walk up, then lie down.
The decorative pillows on the thing. I mean, I don't double tuck everything.
I'm bad at it. I'm horrendous at it.
I think I do the best at it. But you know how many days I'm just like, I just don't want to do it. I forgot. But I always end up doing it.
I told Christine, always. When she said she wanted to go decorative, I'd never been a decorative pillow guy before. I'm like, really? Okay, well, here's the thing. I'm never making this bed. Never. Not once will I ever make this bed. And now every single day.
Of course you do.
I just laugh at you guys talking about walking around the bed to straighten the sheets as if that doesn't happen on smaller beds.
But it's like, a longer trip.
You can reach over on a smaller bed.
Are you guys like leaning over or something?
No, smaller bed. Smaller beds.
Queen or a full? I got the other side, no problem.
The struggle is always real. Always. Like,
you've
doesn't
done
matter.
Laps. By the time you get downstairs and have your coffee, you're tired already.
So do you have a, like, do you get out of bed earlier sometimes to avoid making the bed?
It's part of my calculus occasionally.
Yeah. Wow. That I can relate to.
That is amazing.
That I absolutely, getting out of bed earlier to avoid a chore.
Here's when I do it. You want to hear passive aggressive? Okay. Especially if it's
again, I'll be here all afternoon.
Here's a little passive aggressive. When her alarm goes off, I always will say, look, I'm sleeping. Do me a favor and don't snooze. Don't snooze. You're like, don't hit the snooze.
Sure.
Because I'm trying to sleep. So, and I never hit snooze. Alarm goes off, I'm up, and that's it. So just get up when your alarm goes off. If this is a day for me to sleep, why should I have to go through two alarm cycles?
There's nothing worse.
Because
than
of
that.
Marriage.
Well, I understand that. But I'm like, I said, you don't need eight more minutes. Just go to sleep 8 minutes earlier.
I've never understood the allure of the snooze.
You don't?
No.
So, Lawrence, if she does the snooze trick on me, I'll get up.
All right, let me speak up make the bed. For the snoozers, if I may.
Sure.
That feeling of stolen sleep of like, oh, I'm supposed to get up, but you know what? Screw you, world. This 8 minutes is for me. And repeating that a few times, possibly.
No, I can't do that because I've lost the 8 minutes that I'd otherwise be doing other things.
Whatever.
He's right.
It gives me the feeling of having some control over a universe that largely controls me.
Can I pitch to you the slacker concept of bedtime procrastination?
Tell me.
Yeah, so there's a lot of... specifically revenge bedtime procrastination, where
revenge
you're like, no.
Again, that's a good question.
The man, everything. You're like, I'm not going to sleep right now. I'm really tired. I'm going to read this extra article about this random year of the NHL draft.
Many things in my life I have accomplished while pushing against invisible forces that don't exist.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh. Well, isn't it the consequences of my actions and my self-made problems? Yeah,
it's got heavy.
So if you don't want to snooze, I strongly suggest that route.
Bedtime procrastination.
See, procrastination.
That just sounds like totally self-defeating.
It is.
If your body is sending you signals that you're supposed to go to sleep, and you're like, no.
Mm. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I would do that if I'm like on the bike and I told myself I was going to do a half an hour, and sometimes I'll be like, I could do another 10 minutes. And sometimes that becomes another 20 minutes. Mm-hmm. And that feels good because I'm pushing against my laziness and my desire to stop.
That's positive exercise, like effort. That's kind of different. But yes, same idea.
Can I say rest in peace to the godfather of the split-fingered fastball, Roger Craig? 93 years old. He wasn't the only guy to teach the split-fingered fastball, but he was the best. He taught it to Jack Morris as he was a pitching coach in Detroit.
Jack who?
Morris. Excuse me.
Willie Hernandez, Guillermo Hernandez.
All those guys. Between jobs, Mike Scott of the Astros sought him out. A little bit of scuffing going on, but Mike Scott learned it and everybody else did. And then all the Giants pitchers, when Roger Craig was the pitching coach and then manager over there, it swept the league, the pitch of the 80s. And here's something I didn't know. He was the starting pitcher for the Dodgers in their final game before moving from Brooklyn to Los Angeles. And 5 years later, in 1962, he threw the first pitch in the history of the Mets. So how about that? He was the last Dodger and the first Mets.
He was the ace of the Mets, despite having multiple years of losing more than 20 games.
I think he was pretty good.
He threw a lot of complete game shutouts for the Mets for some terrible Mets teams.
But man, growing up in the 80s, the split finger fastball was everywhere. And that guy was a big, big part of it.
93?
Pretty good run.
That's a hell of a run.
He looked 90 when he was a manager in the 80s.
He's been in his 90s for 25 years.
Long time, man.
Didn't show off Mr. Splitty.
It's like it's still why I can do this on this hand and not as far on the other.
From throwing a Splitty? And, you know, he was not the running back who rushed for 1,000.
Yeah, not my Roger
And Craig. Ran for 1,000. Not your Roger Craig. This was my Roger Craig.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I think Parkinson's is better.
As an athlete?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
It's pretty
some
awesome.
Good teams.
I think relative to his sport,
my Roger Craig is better than your Roger Craig. My sport is better than your sport.
He's on some threshold for like running backs to run and catch.
Correct.
But I don't remember exactly what it is.
There was good Tecmo Bowl player too, right?
Oh yeah. Him and Rathman in that backfield?
Well, that's
excuse me, they couldn't fit the end.
I remember that there were Matt Forte when Forte was putting up some crazy numbers. There were always Roger Craig comps. So they're like, "Oh, you're talking about him and Roger Craig. It's rarefied air."
Right, is it
first player to with 1,000 rushing and 1,000 receiving in the same season?
That's what it is.
Only two other to do it.
Only two others have done it?
It's easy.
Danny and Tomlinson.
LT.
Marshall Faulk.
Marshall Faulk.
Not LT?
Not LT.
Is it Ricky Waters?
It is not.
Because Ricky Waters got close. Ricky Waters, how you doing?
This player is currently in the NFL.
Adrian Peterson?
This player was traded last season in the NFL. Oh, come on now.
Justin Fields.
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, Christian McCaffrey.
Oh.
Really? Only those three have
according to Wikipedia.
Wow, have rushed for 1,000?
Sure, LT did it.
And I thought Chuck Foreman
and Knoblock.
Chuck Foreman did something like that.
He ran over the Bears a bunch of times. Little number 44. I think it was
LaDainian Tomlinson never had more than 725 receiving yards in a season. Wow. And that was his only season with over 508 receiving yards. So, yeah, never particularly productive receiver.
I wouldn't say never particularly productive. I would say
I'm just saying, like, I would have been way wrong on this too, Lawrence. Like, never had more than 4 receiving touchdowns in a season. That really surprises me.
Yeah, it surprises me too.
A lot of catches, but not as much in bulk as I would have guessed for LT. Interesting.
All right.
I would have got that wrong.
So who's Roger Craig? Yeah. Is better now.
Yeah.
I still think my Roger Craig is better.
Yeah, might be. Now. Why is your Messiah now? See?
Cody Westerland saying that I'm acting like carrying clubs is moving a 3-bedroom apartment in a 3-story walk-up by yourself. Like moving for a friend. I don't know. I think
probably as many steps.
I was going to say. And it's 36 holes. It's not 18.
Never help friends move.
Ever.
Oh, who's the bad friend now?
It's just as a policy.
I will literally give you money to have you not ask me to help you move.
That is just a policy. Never help friends move.
Here is $200. Hire some movers.
And, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, I'm not doing either. So.
Now, if you're talking about like a singular piece of furniture, if you're like, yo, I got to move this couch.
Yeah. Down 3 flights of stairs.
Fine. I'll help you with that. But are you talking about moving out of your apartment or your house? Nah, fam.
How do you feel about the airport pickup?
You got to be a beloved member of the family for that.
I think Uber has ended it. Unless they're like over 75.
Well, here's my thing. Like
I just say, Jason, mom needs to get to the airport.
Yeah,
like it's, tonight. It's
he's gonna go to college soon.
It's literally got to be my parents at O'Hare for me to go to O'Hare.
I feel like it is a relationship definer sometimes, because there was a guy I dated who asked me, like, we weren't exclusive. We weren't that.
Did he just find that out?
Yeah, no, we weren't exclusive. We weren't like that serious. And he's like, "Hey, can you take me to the airport?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, that's over." And it wasn't even like a faraway airport like here. It was the Philadelphia airport, which is really close.
It's really easy to navigate.
And I was like, you don't need me for this.
Yeah. It gave you all the definition for that relationship that you needed.
You don't deserve me for this.
You're
it wasn't a relationship. Nope. And the airport helped prove that.
Damn. That's cold.
No, but why are you asking me that? It's like a 3-mile trip.
Yeah.
You didn't need me for that.
That's $16 on Uber.
Is it possible?
We weren't on that level.
I'm saying, is it possible that this guy, he was doing like the reverse, where he's like, you know, I feel like maybe we can go to a next level. And then he was like, I wonder what would happen if I asked her to take me to the airport. And he got his answer.
Maybe he just wanted to spend time with
you. That's what I'm saying. Hmm. What if that was the play?
He needed to up his game then.
He and I are still friends. All's well that ends well there.
Yeah, I don't take my wife for to him. The airport.
I know, he's doing great. Oh,
okay.
The honest answer in my life is it depends on what time of day and the traffic patterns.
Thank you.
5 in the morning, I'll take you to the airport, honey. I love you.
You're just talking about how you need extra sleep and now you're taking people to the airport at 5?
Yeah. 5 in the morning.
Pick a lane speed.
5 in the morning, pre-schedule that Uber. Pre-schedule that Uber and I will roll over.
My list of...
I might roll over.
When she's like, because literally, she's going tonight. I'm like, okay. Is a client paying? So is this something that is this a work expense where you could at least deduct it if you wanted to do so? I go through all that. Or are you work? Is this one of these volunteer things that you work for where they pay for everything? If that's the case, no. then if there's then no.
I don't get it. I don't understand why two people need to be inconvenienced if only one person's getting on the plane.
What will you do is the question.
I'll do anything.
Well, we found out he won't do
caddy.
That.
Yeah.
And he won't do that.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
R.I.P. Louis Anderson.
Wait. Every time. It's Sutcliffe
said it. Does make sense.
Sutcliffe said it last night. Cubs just meatloafed him, man. Took 2 out of 3. Meatloafed.
He was an exceptionally joyful person yesterday.
Then there's one more game tonight, which makes the meatloaf not last.
Wait,
was he exceptionally joyful?
I don't know.
Yesterday,
like, I enjoy the call. IDK.
Well, those two guys, like, they have their relationship from before, so it's comfortable, and the broadcast sounds comfortable because of that. So, you know, and he's just kind of laid back.
It's a little kind of Benetti Walton, but not as weird.
Yes, that is a fair assessment.
Because he just vibes. Yep. Sut just vibes.
Mm-hmm. It's not that busy, man.
Just hanging out.
It's not that busy.
Maddie.
No, Maddie.
All right, go home. Look, we have a radio show to do.
What's
okay?
on it?
We're just vibing.
George Clooney.
Yeah, George Clooney. We're just hanging out, talking... You know, we want to talk to Naperville. We want to talk to people in Naperville today. Thought we saw a sign of progress for the sport of baseball over the weekend. NBA Finals.
Was it umpires getting hit in the face?
Oh, man.
What a...
That was hilarious.
Okay.
So the category is...
Am I a bad person for saying it's hilarious?
Oh, no.
It was hilarious.
Of course it was hilarious.
Objectively hilarious.
All right, thank you.
But how's he doing?
James Fegan said people were looking at him weird because he immediately laughed in the press box and said, what the F was that?
Yeah.
Hilarious.
If the category
we know that head trauma is serious, but that was still funny.
Things that need to happen.
The only thing funnier is he hits the balls. I mean,
yeah. All right. Sorry. Go ahead and speak.
No, you're good.
Category.
Things that need to happen for the White Sox to win a game. Pitcher vomiting behind the mound is one. Umpire getting hit in the face is two.
Yeah.
Two wild pitches to allow two runs to score while they allow one themselves on a wild pitch is three.
Did you see that's happened 5 times before in baseball history? Neither team with an RBI.
Oh, I saw that 3 times in a game. 3 times. It was the only time that it happened 3 times. So, yeah, neither team with an RBI?
Neither team with an RBI.
5 times ever?
But all games, obviously, 2-1. Because, you know, that's the only score possibility where, I mean, I suppose it could happen a 3rd or 4th time for one team. But for both teams to score but not have an RBI, five times baseball.
And one of those times is the Andy Hawkins game. It's the Andy Hawkins no-hitter back in 1990.
Broadcast on this frequency.
Really?
On 670. Can you name the radio play-by-play person?
On WMAQ?
For that game on WMAQ.
Jason Benetti.
Matt Spiegel.
1990. How about Chuck Swirsky?
No, this would actually be for your podcast. It would be a fascinating retelling if you ever wanted to do it. Ron Gleason.
Really?
What can't he do?
Yeah.
Fred Mitchell.
Jason Benetti's the guest this week on the PBP, actually. And that dude gives a masterclass on performing the job.
Wayne Randazzo.
Yeah. Not born yet.
No.
Probably. On the edge.
No, 1990.
He's
born.
Not by much.
That was 90. I remember. He came out the womb
broadcasting games.
Born 1984. Yes, so he was 6 years old, but not on the call. Research indicates not on the call.
He was doing the fifth inning.
So you're talking to the city of Naperville today.
That's what we're doing. We're hanging out. We're just hanging out, the four of us, and talking sports. That's the show.
Interesting.
And we're gonna try something new today. All right.
Have fun.
Thank you. Good luck. Thank you. Tandy's open kicks us off. Parker the Spiegel at the score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.